Hey family, here's another podcast from the 98.5 Breakfast Show with Kirsty and Dan.
Oh, that's us, isn't it?
Yeah.
Family, please be aware there is a crash going on a freeway northbound at South Terrace. Left and centre lanes are currently blocked off. With tolling services on site, it is heavy on approach back to Leach Highway. So do drive with patience if you're going north into the CBD this morning. There is also a breakdown further up prior to Mill Point Road in the left emergency lane. Tolling services will be attending that one as well. And looking at the rest of the northbound run, it is busy at Thomas Road through to Anketell Road and then, as I say, Leach Highway up to South Terrace. If you're heading south, it's slow Whitfords Ave and then Warwick Road through to Reed Highway. Please drive safely. That's the latest from Main Roads.
Yeah, let's do it, producer Leon.
Got some news, Lee.
All right.
Do you want to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
I'll go first. Rhode Island.
Oh, yeah?
I take you to Rhode Island. R-H-O-D-E Island. A waitress had a very surprising thing happen to her.
She was...
getting paid nothing. Getting paid
actually?
Nothing because she works in America.
Oh,
right. No. So a Rhode Island waitress said she was having a stressful morning and it turned into an awesome day.
Freshen your coffee, love.
You want a top up? You want a top up? It's in Rhode Island. Yeah, that'd probably sound like that.
Yeah.
When a pair of customers left her a hefty tip.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Not just like an advice. Like, hey, you know what you could do? You could be a little nicer.
Here's how you can pick up heavy things.
Bend in these. The customers left on, so their bill was $48.17.
Okay.
It's a very standard, not
that's
American.
A tough one. I don't, obviously we don't really tip here, but did you just round up to 50? That's probably not a very good tip.
You see, that's not a good tip.
No, but then you're just adding extra.
Exactly. You know what they gave her? $810.
Wow.
Yes. She was having a terrible morning. I said, I was having a terrible morning, and I couldn't find a sitter. Oh, she was really struggling. And there was a kid at daycare that was sick, so I couldn't bring my son, and I was supposed to be in 11, and he told me, blah, 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 blah. Bam. There's a day brightener. $810 tip.
Nice.
What a day brightener. Hey?
Well, speaking of huge amounts of money, no time to drink coffee, Dan. You got to...
Wow.
Incredible segue.
Huge.
I finished my bit. Go on.
Treasure hunters looking for Nazi gold in Poland.
Sounds like a movie.
They think they might have found more than 200 million pounds worth
of gold
in a hole they're digging. They might have.
200.
I think. Maybe.
Of Nazi gold.
They reckon they've found a metal canister.
Okay.
5-foot metal canister buried in the ground.
Oh.
Near where apparently...
The gold train.
I don't think it's related to the gold train, if anybody's heard that story. I'm not going to go into it. Apparently, it's 10 feet below the surface. It's thought to be between 4 and 5 feet in length.
So, how far beneath?
10 feet.
That's not that far.
Only about 3 meters. Why wouldn't you just dig it up?
Get it going.
Just get in there.
Graves are dug basically that low.
They made the discovery using a geo radar.
Ooh.
Throw the radar aside. Don't call Daily Mail just yet. Get the shovel out and get going.
I'll dig you a 10-foot
hole. We will go to Poland later today.
If we can have a little of the gold.
1%
That's all we ask.
We'll do all the digging.
I'll do it all.
I just want to be there because it sounds interesting.
Yes, and if there is any other, like imagine if it's like Indiana Jones and you dig it up and then there's like booby traps.
Yes. A good thought of it is that a lot of it was probably looted from museums and private families, which is... Probably should go back,
it should. Yeah, no, sorry, yes. Sorry, I wasn't thinking
about
that.
But we did all the hard work digging it up for you. Could we just find have a little
fee?
Bit?
Finder's fee.
We didn't find it, we did dig it. Digger's fee.
Digger's fee.
Yeah.
Like, my tries are already sore, so I could dig a little
now
bit.
You got to stretch it out.
Oh, I've got to stretch it out. How interesting.
Yeah.
I wonder what else you'd find in like that. Wait, yes. What kind of, was that in Poland?
That's in Poland.
In the where? In the hills or something?
It's in the grounds of an 18th century palace, shockingly enough.
Look, realistically it could be anything in that kind
could
of
be
stuff.
Anything.
Could be the old next door neighbour that they didn't want to talk about anymore.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Also they reckon they might have found Atlantis off the coast of Hawaii. Anyway, that's all for Newsly today.
What?
No, you gotta press the button.
Off the coast of Hawaii is Atlantis.
Nah, it's no time.
Oh,
the
okay.
Music's finished.
We'll talk about it later, I guess.
Well, there you have it, family. Another Breakfast Show podcast. If you loved it, you can always check out the 98.5 website, 98five.com.
Or you can even just tune in live.